Friday, the 24th of June, and it is a historic day with Brexit. Of course, the so-called treaty with the United States and Europe, the globalists are rocked, the banks are rocked. And now if you look at the latest on judge reports, and we're going to talk about this in just a moment at the bottom of the hour, because we're going to have for this half hour Dr. Bob Teal talking about, I call her the Hildebeest, or Hitlery Rotten Clinton. This is a very major player in the world scene in terms of the evil side. And Dr. Bob, you wrote a book a few years ago that was up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and so on that talked about Hillary Clinton, but you've done a major update. Let's hit the high points of what you can see with this individual and what their plans are behind her that are so evil.
Well, thanks for having me on again, Bill. Yes, as you mentioned before, I wrote a book a while back about Hillary Clinton, and now we have the second edition about Hillary Clinton, Prophecy and Destruction of the United States. As you mentioned, it's available at Amazon, etc. But
Right. Basically
with Hillary, you know, I've been following Hillary for a long time. You know, you and I are also involved in natural health, and I remember, for example, when she proposed Hillary Care.
Right.
And at the time, it would have eliminated what I do for work. it was bad because she has a view that she knows best and doesn't matter what anybody else thinks.
Right.
And unfortunately, that's carried forward. Now, you mentioned, you know, what's one of the things that are new, for example, why is so much evil associated with her after my last book came out? Well, what happened was shortly after my book came out about her, she gave a speech, and she basically told people, well, religion needs to change, and people have to agree with her positions on things. So basically telling her, you know, even though she claims to be Christian, she's basically telling people, look, throughout the Bible, religious views need to be changed because she promotes, you know, for abortion, she promotes the LGBT agenda, et cetera, and of course, that doesn't agree with the Bible.
Yeah, her satanic version of religion is what you have to accept, because she's an all-knowing beast, is what she is.
Well, although she's not the beast, as you know.
Well, I think let's put it this way, tongue-in-cheek, she's a darn good candidate for, if she gets elected president, for the beast dictator, because there's no superpower about America, and if that woman, that monster, becomes the president, God help us, literally.
Well, we've got, you know, you look at all the stuff that's going on, and what many of your listeners don't realize is, you know, it wasn't all that long ago that Mr. Clinton signed the Defense of Marriage Act that said, you know, a marriage is between a male and a female.
Right. Don't.
Now we've got the situation through the Obama administration and things that Hillary Clinton supports. They don't seem to know what a man or a woman is. Okay, they apparently don't believe that your genitalia determines your gender. Matter of fact, that's what they've said. They've basically said that your biological sex is, I guess, what you have, you know, your chromosomes, which don't lie, but a certain physical attributes. But now they say, well, that doesn't define your gender. Your gender is whatever you think you might be. And she's been supporting what I call the transgender agenda, which I believe is satanic.
Well, there's 34 designations of gender according to the United Nations. And what it really is trying to do is saying we want a drone class. There's no gender. They want, there's some people say they talk about binary because they're bisexual. And then non-binary is basically they don't have either male or female. So what they really want is they want a drone class that doesn't reproduce except if they submit their gametes or a skin biopsy to turn it into gametes. And they want to eliminate the idea that even people have sex, male or female.
I would slightly disagree with that in the sense that I think part of the transgender agenda is to tell people that anybody should be able to have sex with anyone, anytime.
Oh, yeah.
The sexual side of it is
different from what I'm talking about. What they want to do is eliminate the idea that there is a sex.
Oh, right, okay, right.
Sexual
okay,
yeah,
right.
That there is a sex. In other words, we're going to say it's 34, but what they're really saying is there's none. You aren't really male or female, even based on your genitalia or your genetics. Because your sexual activity can be with anything, including probably an animal or multiple people or whatever. What I'm saying is two separate issues. The sexual activity has nothing to do with the designation of the fact that there is even a sex. What they want is they want to eliminate the idea that there's a male or female sex altogether so people don't reproduce anymore. That's literally the state will determine, you know, and wild reproduction will be against the law. That's what they want.
Well, they're not going to accomplish that in this particular age, but they've certainly...
Soon. Very soon. The rate they're going, I don't think it's going to take another generation. I figure it'll take two terms of Hillary, and we will have eliminated the idea that people even have sex. I mean, that they're male or female. And, in fact, it'll be considered incorrect speech if they even try to designate that there's a mommy and daddy. How dare you say that there's a mother and father? I mean, that's how crazy this is going to get. And people say, no, it won't get that crazy. It's going there now.
Well, people would have never thought that the transgender thing could have gotten to where it is, and it's barely started. I mean, you have a situation, and I warned about this in a video that I did recently. I said, look, with this transgender agenda, what you're going to have happen is males are going to decide that they're females and enter girls' sports. And it's like, oh, no, that's too extreme. Well, over in Alaska, last month, I think it was, earlier this month, I don't remember,
right.
Some boy goes up and competes, and he gets all state titles in the girls' track meet or something. Now, back in the days of the old Iron Curtain, they had this issue where Eastern Bloc athletes would sometimes get surgery done to pretend that they were female.
Right.
And they would do this because males have less water in their blood than females. They have more muscle mass in various ways in terms of how their chests and shoulders and stuff are. That males are physically superior in certain things. So these males would turn themselves into females and then compete and win. Well, the girls didn't like, the women didn't like this. So actually they came up with a silly thing. They do a hair test. They could actually pluck your hair and decide if you're a male or female. And they were doing this for the Olympics because otherwise they were concerned that some of the Eastern Bloc teams were all going to, for certain sports, were all going to be males who were surgically altered. And
wow.
We're getting to the point where you've said that they want to act like males and females are the same, except, like, and this is a little off subject, but not too far off subject, except, like, yesterday, I don't know if you heard the one Supreme Court decision that it's okay to discriminate college admissions partially on the basis of ethnicity. Okay? This came
right.
down yesterday, right?
Right.
And now these are the people who... kind of behind this kind of stuff, the same people that always said, oh, you know, don't discriminate against somebody. You know, the late Martin Luther King Jr. said, you know, we want people to be evaluated by their character, not the color of their skin.
But, right.
Oh, no, now we've got a situation which King didn't anticipate where they say, oh, no, we want to give extra credit for your skin. And even though they're going to try to tell us there's no gender differences, we're probably going to see situations like, oh, no, well, you still have to have so many males on your side or females on your side. And then you mentioned the 34 designations, the LBTQ, all these terms. There's so many of them, I'm not even sure what they all stand for. I know the first five or six of them, I think.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling, isn't it?
And they might say to companies, well, you're not diversified. You don't have enough B's or T's or Q's or L's. Okay,
right.
And because otherwise it's obviously you're discriminating if you don't have your percentage of all this kind of stuff. So the direction that they're heading is certainly against the Bible, certainly
right.
against common sense, and certainly isn't good for the direction of the country. And Hillary Clinton is a big, big, big supporter of this.
Right.
Now, just for your listeners to know something, and you allowed me to cover this one other time on your show, to write my first Hillary book, I read her book, Hard Choices, okay, where she tries to give her version of what happened when she was Secretary of State. And I was stunned when she said what her four priorities were as Secretary of State. And one of them was to push the LGBT agenda. I am not making this up. You can read Hillary's book, and that's what she said.
Right.
Okay? Now, think about this. If you're an American and you claim Christianity or some version of belief in the Bible.
Right.
It's like, what is your government doing going around the world telling other governments that they have to accept homosexuality, lesbianism, transgenderism, transvestitism, blah, 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 blah. I mean, what's that got to do with United States foreign policy, which one would tend to think would be for the security and protection of the country, as well as its economic trade. You know, basically, those are the two things that Secretary of State, you think, is going to deal with, making the country safe and making deals so we can trade, not going around and pushing an immoral agenda. But that was one of the things that she did. And so, and she has said that she's proud with it, she's of this, and she's going to stand for this, and all this kind of stuff. And
which is why I say that our country has gone so far down the rabbit trail that if she's not indicted, and again, the email is the least of her problems. I mean, the fact of the way she acted with Libya and the corruption of her so-called server tied to her foundation and all the basically State Department used like an ATM for her, the emails is the least of her problems and issues. The fact that she's not indicted, because our country is so corrupt and so over the edge now, I'm virtually certain she will be elected president if she's not indicted by August.
Well, that's what I said in the first edition of my book, and in the second one, is that, you know, the email scandals and some of the other scandals, and the Clinton Foundation scandals.
Right.
If you and I did those things, and we were not as prominent as Mrs. Clinton, okay?
What do you mean as demonic? You mean we're not the daughter of Satan?
I meant politically connected.
I know, I'm being sarcastic.
I know you are. Anyway, but if you and I worked for the State Department,
right,
and et cetera, and we got caught doing this stuff, they wouldn't spend a year or two trying to go through all this. First thing is, look, you are flat out guilty. You need to explain why you're not guilty. Now, of course, her supporters are going to say, oh, she has explained it multiple times. No, she's given multiple stories that she has to modify each time, ever when they find out something else she said was not true. There was no classified information, she said. Then she said, well, nothing was actually marked classified. Now, let's think about this. She's Secretary of State. Depending on how you count, she's number three or four most powerful person in the country, maybe six. It depends on how you do it. But in terms of knowing whether or not something is supposed to be in the national interest of the United States, you would think the Secretary of State would be one of those people who would be able to make the determination that, you know, maybe it's not good for enemies or potential enemies to see certain things.
Right.
And she's kind of claiming, oh, but I didn't. Nobody else went and did this. And I said, well, but yeah, lady, you're the one in charge. should have known that.
Everything's irrelevant. One of her favorite comments I saw with her glasses on is, what matter does it make? She's bobbing her head up and down. I'm thinking, you're kidding. I mean, she gets enraged over something and extremely defensive and aggressive over things which any normal person would be embarrassed to try to defend. But she doesn't have embarrassment. That's not one of her emotions.
Well, in my book, I quote something from her husband. I think this came out about 2 years ago. And he said that decades ago, she and him made a plan. They made a deal. You'll support me the first couple of decades, and then after that, I'll support you whatever you want to do. That's what Bill Clinton said. This is not some far-out conspiracy theory stuff. He was actually interviewed, and Bill Clinton admitted it.
Right.
And when he did that, that explains a lot of behaviors. Like, for example, why she kept staying with him, with all this adultery kind of stuff. On the other hand, she's one of the most politically changeable people. I remember when she became...
She's a serpentine chameleon. How's that?
Okay. Well, when she became First Lady, she was
first
supposed
reptile.
To be there...
For first reptile.
She was supposed to be... The strong woman, you know, not the housewife type woman. She
right.
said, you're not going to see me coming out and baking cookies and stuff. Well, you know, a year or two later, apparently something's going on with Bill and or her reputation. So sure enough, I saw her on the news bringing out the cookies that she baked and showed everybody. Okay?
Oh, boy.
Why? Because at the time, that's politically what you need to do. Now, you mentioned the Brexit. And I wish I had more time because I could spend a long time talking about the Brexit.
Yeah, we'll get you back on next week to talk about it, because Brexit, to me, is a major roadblock. Because you both, she made a speech on it, and even Obama went to Britain trying to browbeat the British and actually say, you know, you're going to be at the back of the trade line.
Right, back of the queue, he said.
Back of the queue, yeah, back of the queue.
And but Donald Trump went out and said before the Brexit, if you guys vote to leave, we'll be happy to talk to you.
Yeah.
And by the way, Hillary, who was supposed to be backing everything Obama said, today basically said to the Brits, okay, you voted to leave. All right, well, you know, we have a special relationship. We still should make a deal. Now, while I think that's the right answer, okay, related to Brexit from the United States or from if she was Secretary of State,
right,
it's complete change from the Obama administration, because right now her polling data, that at least what I've seen, suggests that she needs to get herself closer to Obama so people will think she's not as corrupt as she is, and maybe they'll vote for her.
Right.
And so, you know, she changed on Brexit, which, again, I think that was a reasonable thing to do, because I thought Barack Obama's comments that you go to the back of the queue, we're not going to talk to you if you vote to leave, I thought that was totally irresponsible from the President of the United States.
He actually, this is the thing with the Supreme Court slamming him about immigration. He knew it was a congressional thing. He didn't respect the separation of powers. He held up the whole thing, which could have been settled years ago, but he's never collaborated because he wants to be dictator. He's a nascent dictator, and the guy is dangerous. And even in the last few months of his presidency, he would love to take away guns and put a bipartisan domestic security bill that locks down America. I mean, the guy is out of his mind, and he is a very narcissistic, egotistical idiot. And it's really bad when you have somebody that's evil and stupid and so narcissistic they think they're the smartest person in the room, no matter how big the room is.
Well, we've had a situation where we have people who claim some version of Christianity, but it's all for show. They don't believe it at all.
No, are you kidding?
Even just to go back in time, even Richard Nixon, who had his flaws, okay, many of which, okay,
right,
he actually did believe in God and some version of the Bible and some version of his version of Christianity. He actually believed it, according to what Henry Kissinger wrote when all this stuff happened. He got caught. He basically went down on his knees to pray.
Right.
Okay? But now we've got leaders who, well, if it's politically appropriate to say that you profess some kind of Christianity, then we're going to talk about it.
Right.
Otherwise, let's not do so. And, of course, then when it comes down to it, then they redefine Christianity. And it's always amazing to me when people redefine love to include behaviors that the Bible cannot endorse.
Well, why do they call it lust instead of love or mental illness? You know, the problem is when I went to medical school, these sexual perversions were all four different subclasses of mental illness. Why do they try to change it now when, in fact, you know, we do have toxicological effects affecting human sexuality, but most of the behavior that we're seeing is basically culturally induced. And, you know, do what thou wilt is the whole of the law, which is purely satanic. I mean, people have to face the music that our bizarre behavior in the West, it's not surprising that even evil religions like Islam, that's very chameleon, it becomes whatever it has to become, looks on us in the West and thinks we're the great Satan, and they've got a lot of evidence to support it.
Oh, yes. They have tons of evidence, and we keep helping them by trying to do these type of policies. And then we also have stuff that, I guess I'll mention this because I'm starting to talk about it.
Yeah.
We've got a society now where we think that pornography for celebrities is good, and the president endorsed that too.
They keep
thinking they're moral.
Yeah, well, Obama will smirk at you, lie at you, and tell you everything is backwards. Everything is backwards with him. It's amazing.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
And welcome back. Dr. Bob, you're going to be back on Monday for full hour, the first hour. So I want to concentrate on what, the key questions I would ask about Hillary is, number one, what do you think she is in terms of the future of America and maybe the prophetic? And we're going to get into more detail. We'll talk about war and Brexit on Monday. But Hillary Clinton, I think, has a lot of, you have this reading your list of topics that we have posted up. I think there's a lot of prophetic issues regarding, I call Hillary Rotten Clinton. I really think that this person is an incredibly likely person, if she does become president, to become a horrendous dictator at a time when America is moving to the bipartisan domestic security in the face of massive immigration that she wants to increase 550%. Unfettered immigration from countries where you guarantee that all of our heads of our Department of Security, including the FBI, who happens to be a Muslim, the CIA, tells us they're going to be embedded in the immigration people, and we're going to have thousands of cells of these Muslims that are going to either radicalize or be radicalized or plan on doing terror within inside of America. And if they get a reasonable minority, they're going to insist on Sharia law or Sharia compliant in everything from schools to school lunches to food to advertisements to hate speech against people that criticize Muhammad and criticize the fact that we're treated as kafirs, which are outside of Islam. I mean, people don't understand this is not consistent with being an American. And Hillary is right behind it all. There's the globalists. They've made a dark alliance with the Vatican, and the globalists have made this dark alliance, and they're damn determined to flood Europe and America and Australia with these immigrants, and they could fix the country at home, and it would probably solve. So, where do you see Hillary?
Well, As you and I talked before, and listeners, if you haven't seen my book, Hillary Clinton, Prophecy and Destruction of the United States, I list 20 reasons why I consider she's apocalyptic.
Right.
I think she is she's enabling the rise of a globalist power. She's going to do that, presuming she gets in. There is a chance, you know, the election in Britain, by the way, yesterday showed that not everybody believes the elites, and this is actually taken as a positive for Donald Trump. He even commented today about this, that the election there he thought was good for him.
Right.
She, on the other hand, definitely has a globalist agenda. Okay. She wants the government to control everything because people like her, she thinks, know what's best for all the rest of us.
Yeah.
But that's what she thinks.
I know she's
she really.
Very
I think she really thinks it.
Well, no. I one of the things that I think we should discuss is a lot of time we try to explain things in terms of intellectual or emotional, left brain, right brain. But really, what we're talking about, which is in the Bible, is spirit truth. And what this woman is, she speaks spirit evil, which is counter to the will of the Most High God. And people want to counteract that with intellectual things, like, for example, all the facts about her foundation and the evil she's done with the State Department. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Any other person would have been prosecuted years ago.
Okay.
None of this matters to Hillary Clinton because the spiritual evil is so embedded into our culture and our corrupt district or criminals, D.C., that it doesn't matter. And as I say, if she's not indicted, she will become president. And if she becomes president, God help us, we'll have the spirit of Jezebel in America, and it'll be the end of this country. We'll be done. And anyone, by the way, that votes for her, you also are evil. Because if you're informed about the nature of this individual, and you vote for her, you have blood on your hands and you have spiritual darkness over you.
I consider what she stands for evil. It's against Scripture.
Oh, yeah. It's mind-boggling. So anybody who starts to even feign the idea that she supports this and that's woman's rights, no. Look at the very facts that she takes money from countries that treat women like garbage, that kill homosexuals. I mean, I don't support homosexuality, but I sure as I'm not going to cut their heads off before morning prayer. I think it's disgusting for her to try to pretend she's a champion for women when she literally won't say a darn word for millions of women that are suppressed in these other countries. I think it's horrendous.
And quite hypocritical.
Right.
And
but then again, she wears hypocrisy like it's a badge of honor. It's sickening.
Well, anyway, I hear your bumper music. And
yeah, I know you got to run.
People, if you want more information about it, my book, Hillary Clinton, Prophecy and Destruction of the United States, is available at Amazon.com. Second edition. Get the second edition. It's been updated with a lot of stuff. It just came out, a new edition this month.
Right, and I've got the list of the titles of the different chapters. And we're going to have lots of discussions over the next few weeks talking about this. And Hitlery, I call the Hildebeest. That's her new name, Hildebeest.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com. FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to FoodForLiberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code Liberty. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to FoodForLiberty.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
And welcome back, and we want to open lines and questions about Brexit. I want to make a couple of comments. The first thing is that I think Donald Trump's approach is reasonable. The nationalists won over the globalists. It's real simple. We can have world trade with separate sovereign nations. If you actually look at what's going on since Brexit now, there's a number of nations that are actually talking about leaving the European Union, which of course is a disaster. It has been for years. I remember talking on the show several years ago about one of the senior people in Ireland who actually was monitoring all the political stuff, talking about, you know, smart meters and smart grid, and 85% of decisions are made by bureaucrats in Brussels. It doesn't even go to an elected council or to even any kind of public domain where anybody's input happens. 85% of decisions in Europe, all the way from Great Britain, so are made in Brussels. So you have to face the music. There was no representation. There wasn't a democracy there. There was a totalitarian bureaucratic regime that ran everything in Europe, and it ran into the ground. And for example, when Greece joined, they were even blocked from selling excess oil, olive oil, and cheese, even to try to pull themselves out of debt, or to lease land, etc., or to even start reprinting their drachma. So, you know, this is a formula for catastrophe. And I'm going to make a few predictions from Brexit. The first thing that's going to happen is this so-called transatlantic partnership, which, of course, Obama and Hillary were pushing, is dead. Number two, the globalists are in a panic now because you're going to see a drop in the pound sterling and in the euro. The Europeans will, because of their massive debt with their giant social programs, which they have to pay out of not supporting a military, which we had to support, which Trump has clearly showed that NATO is not being carried by these nations. They spend like a drunken sailor, and abusing drunken sailors. And what they're going to do is you'll see a collapse of Europe toward a super state where the state governments, again, lose even more power. And, of course, part of this deal, to deal with this conjoint with Turkey and the massive Hirage, which is, again, being pushed by the Vatican and the globalists, will continue because Hillary, the Hillary archetype, if you want to call it, with Angela Merkel, is still in Germany as a chancellor. The Europeans are still pushing for mass migration from the Middle East, not because it's going to help the Middle Eastern people, because for every dollar they spend here, they can help 11 people back in their home country by building homes, infrastructure, setting up business, satellite, internet, doing all kinds of things to actually make them have a livable life in their own country. No. They don't want that. They don't want to get primary water, just like Muammar Gaddafi was doing with British drilling companies before they decided to have NATO come in and bomb the drill rigs and say they're rocket launchers. This is pure evil. And trying to create a situation of shortage of materials, or say we're going to have massive famine, even though we can have five different countries with weather modification technology that can stop superstorms, stop what we call biblical floods, stop drought. No. We don't want to do any of those things. In fact, it's very probable they tried to see if they can manipulate the Brexit vote with a giant storms right over London, which were, again, very likely manipulated. So here's my prediction. You're going to see the collapse of the European Union toward a super state. You'll see it become as Islamified as it makes further alliances and conditions with Turkey that allow up to 40 million Turks and Turkic Muslims that are primarily Sunni. They're allied with Qatar, Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia. And you're going to see the lines, the fault lines of World War III, which is Shiite Islam, including Russia, Hezbollah, Syria, the Kurds, which are in northern Iraq. And by the way, the richest oil country on earth is not Saudi Arabia or even Venezuela. It's Kurdistan. Now, Kurdistan doesn't exist in the map yet, but most of eastern Turkey, almost all of northern Iraq, all the way through to Isfahan and western Iran, is the actual territory of the Kurds. Now, I can tell you, the oil in Kirkuk and so on is the largest oil field of high-quality oil, easily obtained and not having to be deep well drilled like the Russians, on the planet by a very large margin. And what's going on now, I expect you're going to see a rise of this new Medo-Persian Empire, which will come out of it, and the fault lines in the Middle East will guarantee a future war. Israel, of course, has been directly working with ISIS and ISIL, and in a Cold War has been going on for years. Remember now, as I mentioned the other day, the Ayatollah Khomeini was brought in by the CIA, and they Islamified Iran as part of their overall global plan. This is CIA operations. They took out the Shah of Iran, told him that we're going to move into America, and he collaborated because he's one of their assets. And they brought in the Ayatollah, who actually made a contract with the CIA. So what you have to understand is the globalist chess players are pushing us to a new stage, and they always have a plan B. This plan of Brexit means they're going to go to plan B. Plan B means they're going to accelerate the destruction of Europe and the sovereignty of nations. Even though these nations are talking about getting out, how they're going to get out when they're financially tied to the euro? Where are they going to get the money to continue their social programs, etc.? What's going to happen is we're going to see a catastrophic collapse of the economy this year, immediately, in fact. That collapse will not be permanent. It'll be temporary, but it'll cause a major shift in the power broker. It'll also increase the chances of war in the long run with Russia and with Shiite and Sunni Islam having a major Middle Eastern war in the future date. So I want to get your opinions on this. What I see happening is they were trying to create a new super state, basically with trade arrangements between TTIP and TTP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Transatlantic Partnership. Obama, of course, is a functionary of the globalists, and so is Hillary Clinton. Trump basically wants sovereign nations to make deals. We should be making bilateral deals, just one nation at a time. This idea of collective deals is crazy. whether you're talking about bringing back blue-collar workers, you know, like building, you know, air conditioning units, or Ford wanting to build a giant plant in Mexico, or you're trying to bring in high-tech jobs that were being shipped over to India and elsewhere, America is being sucked dry, okay? And people have had enough. The same thing in Britain. They had enough with the massive immigration policies of Europe. They've had enough with bureaucrats making every decision in Europe. And the Brits are pretty tough people. They just reached their limit. And they don't even care about whether or not they're going to have some suffering in the short term. They just want to move forward and get away from the craziness of the bureaucrats driving Europe into the ground. And, of course, as they bring in millions of Hiraj of Muslims, it's not good for either the Muslims or the Europeans. The Muslims want to live in their own home country. And, by the way, they block Christians coming in from these countries, and they do everything we can to support Muslim ISIS and ISIL murdering Jews, Christians, and anybody else, including homosexuals within their own countries. So it's disgusting for Obama to try to say he's defensive of gay and lesbians when, in fact, his policies are making certain in these countries these people are targeted and killed. The same way with Hitlery. I call her the Hildebeest. So that's my analysis of what I see happening here. And if you look at the Brexit con is now, this is the Pakistani mayor of London. I call it Londonistan. He's now saying he wants to get out of the United Kingdom. I mean, really. And billions of dollars has been shipped by Saudi Arabia to build mosques all over London, a lot of no-go zones. So that's the reason why if you travel to London, you'll find lots of the city is what I call Londonistan. It's becoming a Muslimified city, a giant city that where the Muslim embedding populations there are literally running everything right from the mayor of the city itself. And don't let them tell you that they're moderate. You remember, Islam is a chameleon-type religion. It'll become whatever it has to be. When it needs to be peaceful, and the people are making lots of money, it'll be peaceful, which is what most Muslims in America are. If you do indiscriminate bombing and drone killing, you're going to make these people mad, and you're going to have revenge kills. You know, let's put it this way. If someone did it in our country, we'd be damn well going over to their country and blowing them up. So why do we think they're different types of human beings than us? I mean, it's pretty stupid. And these people in the Middle East are not exactly passive. They have thousands of years of warfare. So why do we think we're going to go over there and blast them into little smithereens and get away with it? So we have our policies that are designed to bring terror. We actually foster it with the FBI and the CIA. And we want the terror so we can then get domestic control of our own population by disarming the public, eventually having biometric money, which they're now talking about the Fed coin, literally just like the Bitcoin only for the Fed Reserve, which is 90% of the money on Earth, is Fed Reserve money, whether it's printed or electronic. So, you know, if you think this is all just delusions or it's a, quote, conspiracy theory, these are hard, ugly facts. They're not really open to dispute anymore. I mean, years ago, people said, you can dispute that. Just like they can dispute, you know, what Snowden talked about, releasing information. Snowden released a pimple of information about a giant abscess in the body politic of the world. Obama is dangerous. Hillary is even more dangerous. And Trump, although he's not perfect, is going to start solving a lot of these problems. And we need to maintain control on Trump, too, so he doesn't do things that are unreasonable. If you think that the wall is going to stop the drugs coming into Vermont, you're delusional when the CIA brings it in C-130s. You're delusional if you think that foreign policies, really we say we have a Department of Defense when we have a Department of Offense, and we don't have any defense for EMPs, nuclear fallout, or anything else in America, including bioweapons, or serious pandemic viruses coming into the country, like Zika virus. We have no policies on any area, and I consulted directly to the FBI and CDC with Reserve Admiral John Yuzo. I was a point man in 97 working on Operation Top Off in Dark Winter. And I can tell you straight up, and again, I like to have what we call rational, non-ad hominem conversations. I don't get them. I don't get my, quote, scientific, you know, if you want to call it abuse. I want my abuse if it's based on logic and evidence, but I don't get it. I don't get it whether it's Fukushima Daiichi or Zika virus, in my theory that they've upgraded these virus genes, basically by putting the OX513A gene that causes the host to actually weaponize the bugs, or the fact that they could fix Fukushima Daiichi, but they have no intentions. They have no intentions of actually doing this. And if you actually start to connect all the dots, you start to realize that the vast panorama of evil changes are going on isn't just Obama. It's not just, you know, Tony Blair or some other people like George Soros. This is a vast panorama of evil that goes way beyond human level of consciousness. And if you don't believe that, as it says in the Bible, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power and spiritual wickedness in high places, you're just delusional. Now, I could use the word stupid, but people are willingly uninformed, even in the face of facts that their logic is quite capable of grasping. And they actually get vicious and want to attack the messenger for raising questions that they don't want to have aired in public. Well, that's too damn tough. And I tell people, if you don't like listening to the program that raises questions to inform you, turn it off, walk away, suffer, and you will die prematurely. If you want to get informed and find out what's really going on, including what's happening with Brexit, you have to understand Brexit was a major blow to these maniacs. A major blow. And the next major blow is we're going to have to see some kind of indictment, whether it's over emails or it's spin-off. Because remember, the emails, part of the reason why the emails were sequestered wasn't just the danger of releasing agents that could get killed because you release a secure information about agents in the operative field. No, no. It's the corruption of literally the State Department for sale for home private foundation and the cover that this money was being used to get buy vaccines and AIDS drugs for people in the third world. The fact is the Clintons are a bunch of criminals, and they have a long line of people that have died, I call it Fostercide or Arkanside, that they either have directly involved or their functionaries that control them have directly involved, because Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are malevolent. They're dangerous. And, you know, the amount of industrial espionage that was already fostered by Bill Clinton, including supercomputers, long-range targeting technology through the Lockheed Martin Inter-Sputnik in London, and the transfers through the low Earth orbit satellite Iridium project and many other things, it's just disgusting. The arrangements made to have transfer more and more security through an Israeli security company to pretty virtually every department in America is disgusting. The little state of Israel is putting itself in grave danger and putting America in grave danger in the long term of an EMP attack, which would kill 90% of the population in 6 months, even without a biological weapon or a nuclear war. We are being set up for a catastrophe, and we have no Department of Defense. We have a Department of Offense. We have a healthcare system that's disgusting, where people have massive copayments they can't afford, where 86% of people who go bankrupt, major cause of it is their healthcare. The healthcare system is a pre-embalming system, and the polypharmacy, they don't care about if it kills 500,000 people from a toxic drug or causes premature illness to happen like a statin drug. Who cares? The system is extremely aggressive. It's backed by the big banks, by the big insurance carriers, same way as the District of Criminals. Everything's for sale. Everything in America is for sale, including bodies and minds and everything. So, you know, if we need to repent. And I don't see any sign whatsoever about repentance. And it starts in the church. The church is, to me, disgusting. The church is literally will not deal with current world events. It will not deal with the issue of abortion. It will not deal with the fact that it is not relevant to the real world today. It's not an agent of change. It's an agent of collaboration. And then it says, you know, Israel can do no wrong when, in fact, we need to support Israel, but we do not need to let them wag the tail, wagging the dog of America, and making us literally guarantee a future thermonuclear war with Russia. Russia should be an ally, but we're not. And when I see Brexit, meaning you're going to see Germany and other nations break off and probably make stronger alliances, hopefully, with Russia. You'll see the globalists in a panic because they really want to create a Middle East war with a Sunni-Shiite war in the future. You want to see that they want to control the production of energy worldwide with a carbon tax, calling it a climate tax, basically the fact that we have climate, which is pretty damn insane. They don't want to control weather with even weather modification technology, and they certainly don't want to stop major superquakes occurring with, say, noise-canceling technology that could create microquakes daily instead of a macroquake that could cause, say, Mount Hood to go in Portland, Oregon, or a major Borrego Springs earthquake that was set off by the San Jacinto Fault Zone that's connected to the San Andreas. And I can tell you, I live near here. Just a few weeks ago, we had a major quake, 5.2, and I can tell you it was like 4 miles away. It was like sitting on a rubber mat that was being bounced around on this concrete pad on top of the second hardest rock on the planet, blue granite, which is what our host is rebarred into. So if you think this is a minor thing, you're an idiot. You're going to suffer. You're going to die hard. Okay? And if you're offended by that, too damn bad about you. You know, I want people to call in, and I want them to understand, if you think you know better, you have to prove it. You don't just get to blow your mouth off and say, well, I think I know better than you, Dr. Deagle. You don't know what you're talking about. No, right now we are in the end times. And when we see Brexit, this is British throwing off the yoke of bureaucrats and Brussels, driving them into the ground. Now, they know they're going to have some suffering. The British pound sterling is going to drop significantly. You're going to see in the next few days. But the Brits are tough people. They have just had enough. Had enough immigration, enough economic destitution, enough manipulation by bureaucrats to make all the rule changes. 85% of the rule changes in Great Britain and Ireland and Scotland. And the real reason why they vote to stay in is because Ireland and Scotland want to stay in the European Union so that when they separate from Britain, which they wanted to vote again, they had the vote stolen, they can make an alliance with Europe to try to see if they can maintain some kind of economy. Bad idea, guys. You need to be independent completely, just like the Icelanders. They had the right idea. Tell the bankers to go to hell and go on your own. Back in a moment, another segment. Call in 800-313-9443.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave Ventilation Unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com. MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
And welcome back. We have this last segment before we have Ann Morrison join us for Twiland.info, our science blog. Last hour is our wellness protocols and questions that you pose by calling our order line 888-212-8871 or dropping an email to contact us through NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Now, to give you an idea, I think, solved the problem, at least for the time being, with Zeno Live, with our radio call-in line, which replays the program 8 times a day. If you want to listen to the program, you can go listen to the dial-in numbers for the show. Those numbers are available here at the studio for iPhone and Android. We also have, of course, the archives, which we have at NutriMedical.com. If you go to Republic Radio, you see a hyperlink directly across. My friend Jim Corsi, who's a tech expert, and I have worked together over the last few months, setting up a protocol to get all the shows here on Republic Broadcasting on Blueberry for RSS feed, so it'll get on people's iPhones, iPads, and so on. And Jim's done an amazing job. Our collaboration in putting together these protocols, which took a lot of blood, sweat, and tears over the last few months, we're applying it now to Republic Broadcasting to help increase the footprint, which you'll get it on AM, FM stations, shortwave, etc., and an RSS feed for all the podcasts on the planet, and also multimedia for video. So any of the hosts that want to do video, they'll also be able to post video up through the Blueberry Podcasting platform we're setting up with our great board ops here, Sam, who's operating today, Dan, who's usually my board op, and Mike, our afternoon board op, that starts with Mike Rivero at 3 p.m. Central Time. So we want to just go over a couple of the things that are available here. If you go to NutriMedical.com, you'll see all the specials coming up. Our major sale is coming up over the Independence Day holiday, and that's going to be very major. We have some new technology coming on board. We'll be bringing a new frequency-dependent healing technologies, including sound and induced magnetic fields, those technologies. We have nutraceuticals in production that will be coming online in the next few months. And to go over the Listen Live buttons, the top button is to listen on Showcast. If you go to Listen Live, just to the right of the main pictures on the front page at NutriMedical.com. Next button down is the Archives, which bring you directly to our Deagle-Network.com. Then the Zeno Live number. If you call that number, I try to post right after the show when I get the archives from the board ops here at Republic Broadcasting. I post them up myself over on Zeno Live, so you can actually listen to the show rebroadcast 8 times a day. So even if you don't have a computer, you can dial that 701-801-2263 number. Then, of course, we have the numbers just below that to listen to the show on Republic Radio. That's all the shows, if you just dial that number while they're playing live. We have the Vimeo HD Pro channels that are basically all the channels, including the pay-per-view. The live stream, which is very important. If you sign up at live stream, you'll get a notification when we're going to do a video broadcast, which we post over to our Pro Vimeo channel, our YouTube channel, and all our RSS feeds, including Google Play and many other video channels. So basically, any video podcast available, the latest one we've added now to our audio is Audio Now, which I've just done the last few days. So we literally have a platform to be on every podcast RSS feed for audio and video on the planet. That's big. And that's just happened audio in the last 2 months, video in the last couple weeks. We also have, of course, the live stream channels. Those are all free for watching programs. I did an update yesterday on Brexit with Tim Alexander. I'm going to be posting up videos on all the products and an advanced explanation. Videos on all the wellness protocols are on pay-per-view on Vimeo. And you'll see lots more coming down the line. Do support us by getting all your wellness nutraceuticals from NutriMedical.com exclusively, and we'll help you with our medical consultations. Free emails. Just email, and I'll help you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.